Hi, I'm Doug the Neighbor, and welcome to my podcast coming to you from the Possum Trot Studios here in awesome Austin, Texas. Today is a very special podcast, number 203, and we have a special guest today, Noah Hirsch, and we'll be chatting with him. He's here with his Dr. Pepper. You comfortable, Noah?
I'm very comfortable.
Okay, glad to have you here. Doug the Neighbors podcast. We are, our first podcast was April 2nd, 2019, so we are 5 years in. We've done 203, this is our 203rd podcast, and yes, I'm Doug the Neighbor from the Possum Trot Studios here in awesome Austin, Texas. My guest is Noah Hirsch, repeating if you missed it the first time. So sit back and relax and get yourself a Dr. Pepper, and let me give Noah a little tour of the Possum Trot Studios. Noah, take a look over there. We have Jojo Bear up there. He's our vice president in charge of production and drinking all of the Dr. Pepper. Believe you me. And then up there we have Cowboy Otis. He is in charge of security and making sure that all the guests are comfortable, and he's a very scary guy.
Yeah, I feel very safe.
Yeah, very safe with him. If you'll notice up there, there's a bag of dried prunes. That was a gift from a high school college buddy of mine from El Paso, Texas, that we did a podcast with years ago. His name is Bill Belford.
Oh,
and he is a very, very funny guy. We call him Bill Buffalo because his stories are,
and that, yeah.
Buffalo stories.
Yeah.
And that bag of dried prunes, I think, is his opinion of the podcast.
I see.
Now, if you'll notice over there on the trophy case, the top two posters you see there, we need your opinion, Noah. The one on the right is an orange diamond shape, and then the one on the left is a round blue shape, and those are the logos for DTN Podcast. Now, they were drawn by a gal, a high school gal, a very talented artist, and we call her the E. What one do you think is the best one, so we can inform her? Which one do you think is the best, the orange one or the blue one?
I personally like the blue one, but I like the font from the orange one. So I think if you took the font from the orange and you moved it to the blue, I think you'd have a perfect logo.
Whoa, very good. You're the first person to bring that on up. We will pass that along to the E concerning that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. She's a very good artist. And if you notice below that, the poster that says the top of Possum Trot Flipper Walk. This is a charitable endeavor that Doug the Neighbor has started. This June 8th will be our fourth year. The top of Possum Trot Flipper Walk. We walk up Possum Trot with its two vicious hills in scuba flippers.
That's fun.
It's about a quarter of a mile, and it benefits Dell Children's Cancer Fund.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, and we've raised over $9,000 on our efforts, and our next one is June 8th, and we expect a nice crowd up there, and it's to flip off Big C.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. Congrats on that.
Now, if you notice over there to the right, the little square thing with the Texas Star on it.
Yes.
The Possum Trot Bakery is a charitable endeavor I started 2 years ago, where I have four bakers who bake cookies. Two of them are 12 years old. One is a teenager, and one is my neighbor, who's a retired chef. And I pay them to make cookies, and we put them in the mail and send them to our troops overseas.
Oh, wow.
Been doing that for 2 years, and it's monthly.
Yeah.
And just send them a box of chocolate chip cookies, whatever the bakers make, and a little note saying we appreciate their service.
Nice.
So that's what we do that there. And if you'll notice over here on the production table, we have this painting here. It's Doug the Neighbor. This was a gift from Mike McNeil. I did a podcast with him. He's a geek guy. And does all sorts of geeky startup stuff. He tried explaining to me, but I had no idea. And this paint, he brought in this gift. It was painted by Noah Gould out of Santa Clara, California.
So, nice.
Yeah, it is a very nice
very
thing.
Very pretty,
and
then,
of course, we have Charlie Bluebell here, and he is now currently under the table here. So if you feel a fuzzy-wuzzy puppy tail on your legs, that's Charlie Bluebell right there.
Got
it. That's a little tour of the Possum Trot Studios. Let's get on over to the weather window. Absolutely beautiful day today, Noah. Absolute blue skies, 80 degrees. Absolutely fantastic.
It's very nice. Yeah, no, it was a good drive over. Had the windows rolled down. It was very, very relaxing.
A little music.
Yeah, a little bit of music going. I'm trying to, can't remember what I was listening to.
That's
it was something groovy.
Something groovy. That's groovy. Now, the sports report for today, my glorious Texas Rangers, World Series champions last year.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers, yes, go Rangers. They are in Houston for a three-game series, and today is the rubber game. They won the first one, lost the second one, so we'll see what happens today. Mm. Go Rangers.
Go Rangers,
yes. Yes, yes, okay. Now, let's have a little sip of our Dr. Pepper here, okay.
Good
great,
stuff.
Great product from Waco, Texas. Noah, we're very happy to have you here for our podcast, Doug the Neighbor Interviews His Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of my neighbors.
That's me.
That's you. And I would like to begin to introduce you to the new and loyal listeners around the galaxy.
Yeah.
Around the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, I hear aliens love this podcast.
Celestial galaxy?
Yeah.
Or the ones coming over the bar? Well, both of them. Both of them, you know. So, but then again, I was born in Canada, so I'm an alien.
There you go.
But I'm home. I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
There you go. So let's just begin, Noah, with a couple of easy questions to warm up to the major questions about your life. Okay. What is your name?
My name is Noah Hirsch.
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 Okay. Yes. Noah Hirsch.
Yeah.
Would you spell that for me, please?
H-I-R-S-C-H.
Hirsch.
Yeah. The C is often forgotten, but it's there.
Hirsch.
Hirsch.
Oh, okay. And where were you born?
Born in Dallas, Texas.
Born in Dallas, Texas. I lived in Dallas for about 10 years.
Yeah, wow. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And really enjoyed my time there before moving on to New York City. And then after many years in New York City, came back to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Because all Texans come home.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done your DNA?
I have not, but I'd like to one day.
Yeah, sounds
maybe
interesting. Maybe in this year or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe later this year. My dad just recently did it, and I think I'd be interested to do it as well.
Did he find any surprises in the DNA?
I haven't heard back from him about his results yet, so I don't know. But I need to reach out to him and see if he's gotten those yet. He just recently did it.
He just recently did it.
Yeah.
So sometime this year you want to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Now, I introduce you to JoJo Bear up there. Did you have a teddy bear when you were growing up?
No, I had a blanket very near and dear to my heart.
Okay, what color was the blanket?
White.
White, yeah. And did it have a name?
Blanky.
Yeah. Blanky?
Yeah, very, yeah, very simple.
We get it.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't. I don't. But my sister has hers that she had for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, she still has hers.
Did you have any pets when you were growing up?
Yeah, had two dogs and loved them very, very near and dear. Yeah.
What were the names of the dogs?
Fievel and Stella. Fievel was named after the mouse from American Tail.
Okay, yeah, that Fievel.
Fievel. That name always, yeah, people are always like, what the heck is that? But yeah, it's...
And from America.
Yeah, because he looks like a mouse.
And what was the other one?
And then Stella. And
Stella.
I don't know where that one came from. I don't know why we decided that.
Streetcar Named Desire, the character is Stella.
Yeah, I don't know. My parents aren't huge film buffs.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Except my dad loves the Jason Statham movies. That's where he...
okay, yeah. All right. And you mentioned earlier that you had a bird also, right?
Mm-hmm.
What type of bird did you have?
Could not tell you. We only had it for a short time. That bird bit my ear very hard one time, and I no longer liked the bird.
So afraid of birds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that one.
That one.
Me and that bird just have beef.
Issues. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, when you were growing up, did you have a nickname?
My parents called me Noah Bear when I was very young.
Noah Bear.
Noah Bear, yeah.
Okay, so be okay if I call you that, Noah
Bear. I don't know. I think that nickname is long retired now.
but it's a great brand name.
Yeah, I guess if I'm working in some sort of... Yeah, maybe.
Noah Bear, own it.
Yeah, Noah Bear.
Noah Bear. There you go. There you go. Okay. Now, Noah, where did you go to high school?
Went to high school at Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts in Dallas, Texas, which is a mouthful of a name, but it was a great school.
Booker T. Washington.
Very historic performing arts high school in downtown Dallas. Had a few celebrities that your listeners might know that went there. Erykah Badu, and a more recent one, Mark Rebele. But yeah, it is a very cool school. Learned a lot about my craft, which is acting, which I don't do as much anymore. But yeah, learned a lot about acting from the great professors I had there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now, did the high school have a mascot?
Yeah, our mascot was the Pegasus.
Pegasus, the flying horse.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Which is also the symbol of the old Mobil Oil, and in Dallas, Texas, for years and still up there, is the red Pegasus neon sign. It's visible across the countryside.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, when you were in high school, you said it was a performing arts, but did they have any sports teams, or did you have to play outside of the school?
Well, I mean, we were undefeated in football since our school has opened, but that's because we have no football team.
Okay. Very funny.
Yeah.
Very good. But
no, we didn't really have sports. I mean, most of the extracurriculars were centered around people's arts, which was either music, visual arts, dance, or theater. Mine being theater, which I transitioned into film towards the end of my time there. But when I was younger, I did Ultimate Frisbee a little bit.
Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that.
Okay, I enjoy Frisbee too, but okay, that's good. That's good.
But not the ultimate variety, just regular Frisbee?
Regular Frisbee in the backyard.
Fair enough, yeah. It doesn't get too ultimate for you.
Just good fun.
Yeah.
Good inexpensive fun, keep you busy for
hours.
That's
a good time, yeah.
Yeah, and especially in the backyard or on the beach, just perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, just perfect. Where did you go to college, Noah?
Currently enrolled at UT Austin.
University of Texas at Austin.
Yes.
And what is the mascot for...
The Longhorn.
Go Horns! Yes, okay. And I believe next weekend is the Orange and White game.
Maybe.
Yes, I'm a big football fan.
I feel like you're probably right.
Yeah, I'm a big football fan. So to my podcast listeners, the Orange and White game here in Austin, Texas, is a spring football game for the college, where it's just kind of a huge practice, and they divide up into the white team and the orange team, and then they run 50 plays each and big practice. It's a free, good time event at the stadium here in Austin. Now, Noah, you're going to school now, and when do you graduate?
Graduate in May.
In May?
Yeah.
Excuse me, that's next month.
Yeah, very soon.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what subjects are you studying or... are you completing now in at University of Texas El Paso? Austin.
Yeah. Currently, radio, television, and film is
radio, television, and film. So you've continued your studies from Booker T. Washington Dallas to maximize there here in town. So let's get into that in a little bit. Do you have a job while you're working at college?
Yeah, I'm currently hosting trivia at HEB Lake Austin.
Okay, to our podcast listeners around the world, HEB is a very famous grocery chain here in the state of Texas. It's a great, great place. It's called HEB, and the particular one is three blocks away from the Possum Trot Studios, and they've put in a barbecue bar, flat screens, and cold Lone Star beer, and that's how we met, because it was trivia night.
Yeah, yeah. At the it's not just me in the middle of the grocery store aisles.
it's a separate
there's
area.
A restaurant inside the grocery store, right. And yeah, that's where I met you doing trivia.
Noah didn't like any of my answers.
So, well, that's only because they were wrong.
Only because they were wrong. What the? Come on. So, how many nights a week do you do
Just one night a week right now.
Because you're in college.
Yeah, because I'm in school. I wish I could do more, but a lot of my classes have labs that are towards the end of the day from like about like 5 to 9 or 5 to 6.
Yeah, yeah. And you're wrapping up your college career, so I'm sure there's a lot of extra work there.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get a job as a trivia announcer? How did you get a job like that?
Just on Indeed.com. Yeah, I just went to the website and I looked for jobs and I saw one that looked like I could do it well.
Yes, you do quite well. You're very personable.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, and I thought it'd be a good time. I sent in some audition videos. They just asked a series of basic questions. I gave funny answers, I think, and they liked it. So
there you go. What's the name of the company that hires? It's not HEB.
No, it's Challenge Entertainment is the
Challenge
company.
Entertainment. So our podcast listeners, if somebody wishes to be
if you wish to be a participant, yeah, go to challengeentertainment.com or Challenge Entertainment on Facebook or Instagram, and you can find where we do shows. We do shows all over Austin and Dallas and places all over Texas, actually.
Oh, is this a Texas-based company?
I think it is. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And I'm sure if you Googled that company, there would be other companies from the state that you are from that would pop up also, because trivia nights are big across the nation.
Yeah, there's a few different companies that run trivia around Austin and Dallas and San Antonio and that area.
And also other states.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and being a host is what entails what?
Being a host entails getting up there, bringing a good vibe, a good energy, and just asking the questions and playing music. Sometimes I play music that goes along with the questions. If I'm asking a question about a specific TV show, I might play the intro song or just keeping spirits up.
Now, do you make the trivia questions up, or are you given a program?
No, I don't. So I'm given each week, they send me the questions. I would like to make some of the questions up, because some of the ones they've been sending recently have been a little bit too hard, in my opinion. I've gotten some groans from the audience of like, what do you mean? You're asking me to do complex division or like something crazy like that. I'm like, I don't write them. I'm sorry.
Well, Noah, we may have an opportunity here. Or you move up the corporate chain and you say, look, some of these questions are way too tough.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask simpler questions. Right. What's 9 plus 10?
I have never won anything. What could a winner win?
A winner can win, third place gets $10, second place gets $20, and first place gets $50. And I always say that it's not just any dollars, it's the most special dollars in the world, because they can only be spent at HEB.
At HEB. Oh, you're a great spokesman for HEB.
Yeah, no, I give them way too much free advertising.
It's interesting that here in Texas, when visitors come to visit, you take them to the HEB or to the Buc-ee's.
Yeah. Oh, I love Buc-ee's.
Yes. And so you wonder why. You take people to tourists to a grocery store and a gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. Grocery store, gas station, and then
the local barbecue or Mexican food.
Or a Whataburger.
Whataburger is no longer a Texas company.
I know it's not. Yeah, the family sold it. But it's still, in my heart, it still is.
Still good, but it's not a Texas company.
Yeah, it's not anymore. It's sad.
It's a private equity up in Chicago. So, you know, they sold out.
Yeah.
Now, remember the Whataburger.
Yeah.
Okay, sad.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah. So you're doing that job now, and you're graduating next month. Do you have any future jobs lined up in radio, TV, and television? Any jobs lined up?
So recently, a few months back now, I worked on a spinoff of the TV show Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
And the friend that got me that job.
What was the name of the spinoff?
It was Bass Reeves.
Bass Reeves.
Yeah.
Oh, the great Texas Ranger.
Yes.
He was in Oklahoma. Was he a Texas Ranger?
Texas, yeah.
He was a Texas Ranger. Yeah. He's legendary.
So he is, and I worked on the TV show about his life.
Who did they get to play that actor?
It was the same actor that they had playing Martin Luther King in Selma. I don't remember his name. And then the one really, really famous actor they had on it was Dennis Quaid. I offered him water a few times, so that was fun. but yeah,
a Texas boy. He's from Houston.
Exactly. Yeah,
and his older brother Randy.
Yeah,
and his cousin Bo Brinkman.
Whole family. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to do another job with that company, because my friend that got me the gig, everybody on set said they really liked me. They liked my energy. they said I was a hard worker. So, because I whenever I'm doing a job like that, I just try to give it my all. And so hopefully this summer I'll get to work on another Paramount TV show. That's where you can watch Bass Reeves, by the way, Paramount Plus. So yeah, that's in the immediate, that's the job I'd like to have lined up, another PA job there. And then I'm doing another job actually on Monday and Tuesday, just for this small company, doing another PA job.
Okay. But a production assistant.
Yes.
Now, what would a production, I know what a production, but please explain to our listeners what a production assistant does.
Production assistant is just the person to do all the odd jobs needed on a set. Like if people
Production assistant.
Yeah. If people need water, you get them water. If people need, if there needs to be a run to get crafty, that's another term, by the way. Crafty is the food that you find on set. Yeah. That's the snacks and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then I would possibly run and get that. On Bass Reeves, I got to do a lot of actually more big time things. Like I was coordinating extras because we had about 60 extras on set.
Oh, okay.
Because we were making
a wrangler?
Yeah. So wrangling the extras. And also I got to actually affect what was happening in the frame. That's like in the shot of the camera because I was guiding extras on when to walk through the background of the frame.
That's known as an assistant director.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. Definitely wasn't credited as that. But. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
A production assistant is someone who's on the set and just does anything they ask.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, excuse me, folks.
Everything's bigger in Texas, even the sneezes.
Oh, Jesus. Well, this is verbal reality. We don't edit it out because it's two guys chatting over at Dr. Pepper and something got up my nose. So let me just have another sip of some Dr. Pepper. Great product from Waco, Texas. My apologies to my listeners. So back to being a production assistant, you do anything.
Anything that you're asked of within reason, obviously.
Yeah.
And
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really did. It's constantly on my feet. I'm ADHD, so being able to just be given a task then immediately go to the next one, and sometimes focusing on like five different things at once because a lot of people, there's no coordination on when people ask you to do what a lot of the time. So sometimes you'll have one person from the props department ask you to go grab something while you also have somebody from the camera department ask you to grab something else. And you just have to like go get both things, get it back as quick as you can.
Energy. Long days.
Yes. Long days, like 12-hour days, hot sun. But people were great. I got to meet a lot of really fun actors that were working as extras. We had like five horses on set. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. They rebuilt a whole town to look like, I think it was like 1920 Fort Worth. I think that was the year.
Where did you shoot this?
Strawn, Texas.
Yeah. So I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it's just in the middle of nowhere.
Is that north of Dallas, Fort Worth?
I can't even remember. I'm so bad with directions.
There's so many little towns
exactly,
out there.
Exactly, yeah.
So, the one I learned the other day was Henley, Texas. Mm. It's a gas station.
Oh, okay.
But it's a town.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Texas, right?
There you go, yeah.
Okay. Now, with your energy, that's your work as a production assistant. Have you done any acting?
Yeah, I went to the Performing Arts High School and acting was my niche. And I did performances back then. I've been doing performances since middle school, a lot of different projects. Mm-hmm. My more serious gigs, my only real paid acting gig was I worked at Jurassic World, the exhibition, which was
here in Austin?
No, that was outside of Dallas in Grandscape in the Colony.
Okay.
And I was a cast member puppeteering these baby dinosaur puppets that they spent like a ton of money to make, and they looked very, very real.
So you were a puppet whisperer.
Yeah, puppet whisperer. Just bringing the baby dinosaurs to life, basically.
But you were performing for
yes.
the crowd.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
And they got to ask any questions they wanted. I'd have to come up with improv answers.
Do you write any of your own stuff? Do you film any of your own stuff?
Yeah, when I'm motivated to do so by assignments and whatnot. When I was younger, me and my friends made a lot of fun videos. But now, most of the stuff I do is for classes. But yeah.
Do you know what Steven Spielberg's first film was?
First, like, theatrically released film?
First film ever. Look it up.
Let's see, yeah.
No, don't not now.
What is it then?
Ron Howard's first film ever?
Couldn't tell you.
Look it up. Look, it's very, very interesting. Everyone remembers these people at where they started. Their glory
phase. Right, right.
But where did they start?
Yeah.
And you see, the thing is, years from now, people will want to listen to this podcast because Noah Hirsch was just starting out.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, do you know the 5 rules of acting?
I don't.
This is free advice for a dollar.
Okay.
From Doug the Neighbor, mm-hmm. Okay, you get the Good Neighbor discount.
All right.
Now, you know that I'm from El Paso. I mentioned that. I lived in Dallas for many years. Then I was in New York City for many, many years. Then I came back to Austin, and now I'm an old retired goat, and I do Doug the Neighbor on social media, Instagram, TikTok, podcast, and very happy to have you here.
Thank you.
But lessons learned, the 5 rules of acting. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Show up on time.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Know your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep your mouth shut. That's funny. Okay? The other one is don't bump into the furniture.
That's a good one.
Well, that comes from, a couple of these come from Spencer Tracy, the great actor. Okay?
Okay.
And the last one, don't eat the bagels.
But I want the bagels.
Don't eat the bagels.
But I want the bagels.
Here's the reasoning. Craft food services. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get there on set. The craft people are there. There's a wide spread of cereals, coffee, and beautiful fresh baked bagels.
You're making me want the bagels.
Man. Okay. And then there's the cream cheese and the jelly, and you have a cup of coffee, and it's 6 in the morning because it's an early call.
It always is.
And you have a bagel. And then you may even have a cookie or something with that, but you have a bagel.
Yeah.
That bagel will sit in your stomach like lead. And for the first couple of hours when you're doing rehearsals, and then you have lunch and you get another bagel.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the afternoon when you are shooting the serious stuff, you know, because you've had the rehearsal and now you're going to shoot the you know, it takes a whole day to shoot 2 minutes. That lead bagel that's sitting in your stomach is not going to give you the energy.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But you know what's worse than that is my stomach grumbling and ruining takes.
Okay. Have a salad.
Okay.
Have some egg salad. Have a salad.
Okay,
have a little tuna.
Something lighter.
Something light.
Gotcha.
And then as most actors, what they do, they like to work on an empty stomach, fired up on coffee, caffeine, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper. And then and you can always tell when their scene is finished for the day, they're over at the craft food. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. So the 5 rules of acting are show up on time.
Yeah.
Know your stuff.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut. You're not the director. Okay? Don't bump into the furniture.
Got it.
And the 5th one?
I'm not allowed to have bagels.
No bagels. Okay. I told you now, but I'm sure the situation will come up this summer when you have another job. You're going to have a bagel.
I am going to eat the bagel.
And it's going to be hot, middle of the day, and you're going to say, darn it.
Yeah.
Doug the neighbor was right.
But see, that's a mistake I have to make because I'm imagining the bagel right now and I want it.
Yeah, I know. And I lived in New York City and the bagels up there are just terrific.
They are the best.
Okay. All right. So this is great. Now, what hobbies? Oh, no, you're graduating from college in a couple of months or next month or something.
Yeah.
What travel plans do you have?
Gonna definitely go to Dallas, visit my dad, see my grandma. Also, I'm going on a cruise with my girlfriend and her family to Alaska.
Where are you going?
Alaska. So that's going to be, it's a cruise all throughout Alaska.
So you're going to Dallas and then a little something to Alaska with your girlfriend?
Yeah, doing that. And then I'm also going to be in New York for a week with my friend Sam.
Okay, you and Sam.
Shout out to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you some information. I lived up there for many years.
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
Okay.
But yeah, excited for that.
And any plans to move on up to New York?
Yeah, then I'll be moving to New York at the end of, August, I think. I think my lease is up in August. I think that's when I'm going to head there. Yeah.
Don't hesitate.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Need one bag.
Yeah.
Travel light,
yeah.
Because there's lots of thrift stores up there and places on the street. You can buy a shirt, or that sort of stuff, or anything in your shoes.
Also, a lot of my things that I own and don't want to bring up there, I can leave at my dad's place, luckily, in Dallas.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Southwest Airlines to Newark, Carmel car service to the Lower East Side, boom, door to door. That is the easiest way, because there are a lot of trip hiccups that can happen from the plane to the train to the cab to the car. Lots of hiccups. That's the easiest.
I've done the transit plenty of times. Luckily, I've not had any major hiccups other than about like 30-minute train delay. That's been the worst. Mm-hmm. But knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's terrific. Now, this has been just an absolute terrific time talking to you, Noah. What words would you give to a younger brother, younger sister, nephew, niece, a high school class about your life? What would you tell them?
Noah Hirsch was a legend. He lived an incredible life, one that no one else could measure up to. I would...
You're going in the PR business?
No, I would say just work on your social circle. That's the biggest thing you should always be caring the most about, is the people that you keep around you in your life. If you meet somebody that you like, make it a priority to keep that person around, and add that person into your circle.
Well, Doug the Neighbor sold insurance for the Prudential, his first job out of college, and a wise man named Bob Colliner, he's passed away many years ago, but a very diplomatic, wise man, and he said, always remember a person's birthday.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I added a sports team to that so that I can call up somebody's birthday and just say, hey, happy birthday to you. I hope you're having a great day. You know, have a good time. And then if I can remember their sports team, I do keep lists of it. I am very that way.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, how about them Mets? How about them Yankees?
It's an instant conversation. Yeah.
And right now I've got a pal in. Who's a big Astro fan, and so we've been busting chops here for the last weekend and this weekend, you know. And then I've got a Pirates fan that I call up and that sort of stuff. And
nice.
Then the mailman is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and since the Kansas City Chiefs won 2 Super Bowls in a row, he won't shut up about it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And I did.
If I was a Chiefs fan, I'd be the same way.
Yeah, and I did a podcast with him, and his name is Jerome Murray, and he's a lovely, lovely man. And just really enjoy his company. My instruction to him is the door, and the same instructions to you, the door is always open.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate that.
Now, who inspired you in your life, Noah? Who has inspired you?
A lot of different inspirations. Obviously, my parents, my friends. A big recent inspiration has definitely been my girlfriend, just because of her work ethic and her...
Oh, this is the beginning of a love story.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Her, you know, drive and her positive outlook on life, even when things aren't going the best.
She's living in New York City, and she sounds to me like she's accomplished 2 of the hardest things to do in America, which is get a job and an apartment in Manhattan.
Yes. Yeah. No, she is... It blows me away that what she's able, especially because she went to New York without a job locked down, and then within the first 3 days of being there, got a job in her field. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Okay, so we'll make sure that she gets this podcast and tell her that Doug the Neighbor says Noah's on the way.
Well, yeah.
And it's a beautiful love story. Okay, now Doug the Neighbor has a motto. Laughter is the best medicine. Because of some of the events in my life, laughter is the best medicine. What is your motto?
My motto is anything can be fixed.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Anything can be fixed.
I'm a very big, that's both in like life, that's in like relationships a lot of the time. And I think it's also just like practically, I'm a big tinkerer. Like I love working with tech and working with like devices and stuff, and I'm always the person my friends go to when their stuff is broken, and I'm like, and a lot of times they're getting ready to buy something new, and I'm like, you don't need to, this can be fixed.
Yeah, and you fixed my computer.
I did.
I had 2 glitches in it. You fixed that, and I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Because I am a terrible, I'm a hunt and peck on my when I type, and I am on social media, but if my rule now is if there's more than two buttons to push, I don't push them.
Yeah.
Because if I push the wrong thing, I go into the deep, dark hole.
Yeah, there's no getting out.
No getting out, the rabbit hole. And then if I magically hit the right buttons, I have no idea which combination I hit. So so now I just, I have my main things, Yahoo, Google Map, Wikipedia, Facebook. That is it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
Nothing more. I don't, and all this information about try this website, no way.
No.
Because I could lose my computer for hours and down to the Apple store.
Yeah.
Now, have you thought about going to work for Apple as a tech guy?
Man, the amount of times that I've been asked this, my friends are always saying that I should be working at Apple because I basically do, I do the Genius Bar's job for all of my friends, pretty much. But yeah, I think
well,
I'd like to.
If school's out next month and you have a couple of film gigs to participate in, you could certainly go down to Apple or go online and get a job part-time. And
yeah, if they're willing to hire me, I'd love
those
it.
Skills would transfer into New York City.
Yeah.
And Apple's a great place to work for, and you just say, I want to work. I'll work any hours that you want, but I will need time off for a gig or something like that. And I'm sure they'll say, yeah.
Yeah, probably. I definitely should reach out to them. I think I will.
I think Monday morning.
Yeah, honestly.
What, you do it online? Do it tonight online.
Yeah. Just go on my computer and see.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Noah, this has been a absolutely fantastic opportunity to sit and chat with you. We glommed on each other at the trivia night, and you just the way you come across, the energy that you provide, your great smile, certainly appreciated. That's why I invited you here. Film and TV, you've really educated our loyal listeners around the galaxy, and I would like to give you this present, a small keychain. It's a flipper keychain our Top of Possum Trot Flipper Walk benefiting Dell Children, and that's a keychain. Please attach that to your keys, and it's a reminder to flip off Big C.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much.
Just a little something for you.
Okay. Nice. I can tell it's 3D printed, which is
yes,
cool.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
My neighbor 3D prints stuff.
It's awesome. I actually, when I was in late middle school, I built a 3D printer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a kit from China for $200, and I had to tinker on it a ton to make it actually work. But yeah,
well, I did a podcast, one of my early podcasts with my neighbor, Andrew Leahy. And he was moved here from Connecticut, and he's a mechanical engineer, went to UConn. Mm. And his story, he and his wife first were brewing beer in the carport, Boston beer. And then he decided to make these coasters. He made these coasters. That is the that is an electrolysis process called the, Hindenburg process.
Okay.
That you run electrical current through the.
Oh yeah, through the wood, and it makes it. Okay,
makes
yeah, I've seen that before.
And
yeah.
If you'll notice your coaster there,
Oh, a laser cutter.
Laser cutter.
Into the metal. Yeah, that's awesome.
He made those, and with that money, he bought into some 3D printing.
Nice. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's
so
something?
Cool.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. So a guy like yourself who's very talented, I think is going to have a bright future in film and television because they need smart guys like you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I feel that the future of filmmaking is two people in a room with a lot of computers. Okay, now as I learn about this process, it's maybe a small computer, one computer.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be a tech guy and a story guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the story guy's going to say, all right, Bob and Mary are going out on a date. Click, 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 click. There you go. There's the scene right there. Bob says this, Bob and Mary says this, blah, 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 to proceed the story. In other words, a story guy. And then a tech guy.
Yeah.
That, I believe, is the future. Now, supposedly AI is going to do that for you, but that's no fun.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, pushing two buttons to have an entire movie is, that's no fun.
I also don't think we're anywhere close to that yet. I know people say we are, but...
Well, there is a company called Saro, S-A-R-O, that does computer, these commercials and things like that.
Yeah.
And you just type in and they'll do it.
Yeah.
But
I've seen it and it's getting there, but it's not there yet.
Not there yet. Yeah. It's coming.
It's coming.
But my main premise is two people, a guy like yourself, a tech guy,
yeah,
in a room with a story BS guy, Doug the neighbor, and say, okay, let's do this mystery.
Yeah.
Let's do this science fiction thing. Let's do this dinosaur thing. Didn't you say dinosaur?
I did work for dinosaur, yeah.
I think that's the future.
Yeah.
But right now, that is a small 3D flipper, scuba flipper on a keychain that I give to you as a gift and to remind you to flip off Big C. And our Top of Possum Trot Flipper Walk is June 8th here in the Deep Eddy on Possum Trot. I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, please.
I believe you and I will have lots of correspondence because I have information about New York City and you're going on up there. Free advice for a dollar.
I appreciate
it. It's free if you like it. If you don't like it, if it's free, it's a dollar. If you don't like it, it's free.
Yeah.
Noah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Certainly appreciate it. It's obviously that you take your karma vitamins, your A, B, and K vitamins, always being kind, and we certainly appreciate you being here. To our loyal listeners around the galaxy, we've just chatted with Noah Hirsch, my neighbor, a very, very interesting young man, starting out his ending his college career and starting his future career in film and television, and he will go far. And we certainly appreciate having him. I'm Doug the Neighbor. Call your mother. Make her smile. All the best.